BBC News with Julie Candler. A car bomb at a market in northern Syria has killed 10 people, including militiamen fighting for Turkey. Ankara has blamed the Kurdish YPG militia for the attack. The area was occupied by Kurdish forces until last month's incursion by Turkey. The Turkish Interior Minister has criticised the reluctance of European countries to repatriate nationals who've been taken prisoner while fighting for IS in Syria. Süleyman Soylu said his country was not a hotel. The UN chief has told countries in Asia that they must give up what he called their addiction to coal. The alternative was to put the lives of hundreds of millions at risk from climate change. Antonio Guterres's comments follow new research highlighting the risk of flooding to many Asian cities. South African rugby fans say that by winning the World Cup, the national team has united the country more than any political party. Victory over England was led by the Springboks' first black captain, with tries scored by black wingers. The renowned Ethiopian long-distance runner Haile Gebrselassie has said that fake news shared on Facebook helped fuel the recent outbreak of ethnic violence, which left 78 people dead. The double Olympic champion called for the posts, which were untrue and had the potential to incite violence, to be taken down. The United Nations Special Representative in Mali has condemned an attack on a military base near the border with Niger, which left 49 soldiers dead. The raid is thought to have been carried out by Islamist militants. And astronauts on board the International Space Station will have the chance to test their baking skills soon, as a rocket carrying an oven and ingredients for chocolate chip cookies is due to dock with the structure. BBC News.